Unit 8. Page 37. Skills. Listening. Activity 3. Mr. Lair, an invited speaker, is talking to grade 12 students about how to write a good CV. Listen to his talk and check your answers to the questions in 1.
Good morning, everybody. As part of our program to support school leavers, last week you had a chance to listen to Mr. Lay talk about the skills and qualities you need to prepare for the workforce. Today, Mr. Lay has come back to give you some useful tips on how to write your CV, which is the written record of education and work experience.
Hello everyone, thank you for inviting me back. As you know, your CV is one of the most important requirements for getting a job. It is the first impression you make on your potential employer. More importantly, it can be the deciding factor in whether or not you can get an interview. And here are the top 3 tips for getting the most out of your CV. The first CV writing tip is to keep it simple in terms of design. If your CV looks cluttered and confusing, the personal manager is going to think that you will be a cluttered and confused employee. Tip number 2 is that you need to include important keywords from the job description in your CV. Many companies nowadays have digital software to scan CVs for important keywords. So if you don't have those keywords in your CV, you won't be shortlisted. Finally, you should remember to tailor your CV to the job you are applying for. Every job you apply for is going to have a unique set of requirements, so you should ensure that your experience and skills are completely aligned with those requirements. That is why you should have a different and unique CV for every job you apply for. Okay, so I've just given you the 3 most important tips that will make your CV stand out. Of course, there are still other techniques that you can use. Now, if you have any questions about writing a CV, please don't hesitate to ask me.
Mr. Lay, should I include my hobbies and interests in my CV?